Hey friends, welcome to episode 21 of Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain, and today we're going to be talking about clowns. What we may think is a very bizarre fetish, however, I would argue that based on the popularity of characters like the Joker and Harley Quinn, I would say we all have a bit of a clown fetish. So I'm going to get into that today. Also, what it means to paint your face and become someone else, because I think that is at the core of what we find arousing or scary or interesting or alluring. So yeah, today is going to be all about clowns. But before we get into that, the sex worker shout out is Lena Dune. Ask a sub. Ask a sub on Instagram. I will post links in the show notes. I've been a massive, massive fan of this account for quite a while. The majority of this year, I think I first came across her stuff about a year ago. Best BDSM memes I have ever seen in my life. Enjoy. Enjoy, friends. She also has a Patreon and some great kink discussions, specifically from, as you may have guessed, the point of view of the submissive role in a DS exchange. I think you'll really, really have a great time. Thank you, Ask a Sub, for your sacred work. I am a massive, massive fangirl of your amazing memes. All right, let's get into the super low pressure happy ask, the passing of the gas mask. For those of you who are not familiar with our work at the Abyssian Union, we are a religious 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. One way we do that is by elevating the amazing, incredible work of sex workers. I have a sex worker shout out on every episode. If you aren't familiar with this amazing community, I encourage you to just look at the show notes to see this wide, expansive, vast community of brilliant, beautiful, hilarious, wonderful, intelligent people. If you're a fan of the work that we're doing at the Abyssian Union, or if you just think I'm hot and would like to give us money, thank you. I work very hard at it. You can make a tax-deductible donation at abyssian.org, abyssian.org. That's probably a good time to take a break. I've got all our intro stuff done, so when we come back, let's talk about clowns. Welcome back to Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain, and today we are talking about clowns. The painted faces of these characters that make us laugh or cry or think or scare us or arouse us or all of the above or some sort of combination of all of the above. There's something about clowns in particular that strikes fear and or arousal in the hearts of many of us, myself included. I also have a huge, huge love and reverence for the performance artist that I would call clowns. The sort of character type, these what I would call divine storytellers who make us laugh and cry and think, and sometimes scare us, as we see in The Joker and Harley Quinn. There's something that can be really liberating about stepping into a painted face. The thing that comes to mind for me in particular is a very old style of theatricality and theater and clowning in particular called commedia dell'arte. And I remember there's one character archetype called the innamorata, I believe, which, if I am correct in my very narrow experience of Latin and Latin-based languages, is a word to mean the lover, or perhaps sort of making fun of the lover, making fun of the ingenue, sort of the way that I would think of how we would make fun of, like, the Twilight lovers, you know, these people who sort of give everything that they have for their partners in a way that's almost silly. And I think we see that archetype pretty frequently. But those characters in particular, those character archetypes, have a painted white face, similarly to a mime, and pink cheeks and red lips. And it keeps reminding me of this correlation that I'm seeing with some of the sex worker community adopting this word clown in a way that is ironic and silly, but also kind of empowering as well, sort of taking on this mask of the lover and playing with that in whatever way that appeals to people. I think there's something about being a sex worker that I personally find very clownish in the way that we literally paint our faces and we, or sometimes we paint our faces or paint ourselves in particular ways and we put on a performance. And when I say performance, I don't mean to imply that it's fake. If anything, sometimes painting your face or stepping into a performative mode can give you the permission to step into these extreme places or places that are not familiar to you. So I don't think that by painting your face and becoming this other person or character or archetype or just element within yourself, I don't necessarily think that that is a kind of inauthenticity. If anything, it's just one way of playing with your identity. However, I think that is at the core of what perhaps people find really scary about clowns, is because there's this very instant visual of this person is performing, this person is inhuman in some way. And I would say that that it might be an element to what we find really alluring about the Joker and Harley Quinn, these character clowns, these sadistic clowns. They literally paint their faces in ways that are scary and performative of sadism. And I think that is that's an element to what we find really scary and also alluring about clowns. And also that's what Harley Quinn in particular finds, or that's one way she finds freedom in stepping into this darker, more sadistic voice within herself. I would say she paints her face and finds that sadistic mask that helps her step away from this doctor, psychiatrist, former professional version of herself. So I think that is one element that's at the heart of our collective clown fetish. And like I said earlier, I have a huge, huge reverence for what I would call the storyteller clown. When I use the term clown, I often refer to storytellers, performers and performance artists who step into these various ways of making us laugh and or cry and or think. And I also think that that's part of the allure of what we find attractive and exciting about clowns, is that often they make us laugh. Even the Joker, you know, this reverence for spectacle and theatricality, even when it's terrifying, that is also incredibly alluring, that there's someone who is incredibly committed to developing a performance or pizzazz or spectacle, or making people laugh or laughing at themselves. I think all of that is incredibly attractive as well. I think I'd also like to do a part two of this episode, because another element that I've seen within clowns and clowning, and specifically the sex worker community, is the adoption of the title bimbo. I personally have found a lot of fun and delight in adopting it myself. And I think that might make for a fun part two of clowns, is stepping into this role and title of bimbo, because I think part of what has made that super popular amongst communities that I've seen is this rejection of sex shaming and slut shaming. There's something about bimbo in particular that I've seen recently, or the recent uses of it, that people have taken that to be like, yes, I am hot and I will not let you shame me for it. And I will not take all of these gross previous connotations that bimbo has previously carried with me. This is me. This is Bimbo. there's something really cool that I'm seeing in that term and in that title that I'm really excited about. So I think that might make for a fun part two of Bimbos. See you next time on Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain. Be kind to sex workers. Be kind to everyone.